prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is the sixth day. I think it's the fifth, I'm sorry, of November 2025. Boy, you're in for a treat tonight. I'm going to bring a guest up just in a couple minutes here that I haven't got a chance to talk to myself more than 1 minute. That I watched her on video, watched some things she talks about. We're in for a real treat tonight to talk to Twyla Brace. She's head of Citizens Council for Health Freedom. I'll let her tell y'all about that in just a minute. Before I go there, don't forget tomorrow being Thursday is office day. We'll be in office all day tomorrow, take your phone calls, answer questions. Thursday is our day to talk. So please do join us. Give us a call tomorrow with questions or a place in order, whatever you want to do, here at the office at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We're glad you're with us tonight, folks. And without any further ado, I'm going to go right to our guest tonight, Ms. Twyla Brace. And I watched her. I like her. She is absolutely a powerhouse when it comes to exposing what's happening in this country for the real ID, AI, and all that. So let's bring her up right now and let her tell y'all who she is. Hello and welcome. Good to have you.
Well, it is great to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm sorry about the mix-up. You were busy and we couldn't get together to talk before the broadcast, but that's okay. Tonight, you're on there with me, so it's as much your program as mine, Twyla. I want you to enjoy yourself, share what's on your heart and mind, and we'll do our best to keep up with you. The next half hour, I'll take a phone call. But tell the folks about who you are and what you do, please. Are you still there? I think I lost her. Tell us she's still there. I don't know what happened to her, but we lost her. All right, I don't know what happened, folks. But I mean, what can I say? Man, she's a hard lady to get a hold of. Now she's a hard lady to hang on to. So we'll get her back up as soon as possible. Are you back, Twyla? Are you back? Nope. Oh, I was working. Okay. But anyway, this lady is a powerhouse and a well of information. But what's behind this whole idea of basically marketing everyone on the planet and the nations lined up for it everywhere. I don't need to tell you, folks, that we are in desperate need of help in this country. But it's not going to come from man. It's not going to come from man's political parties, either one of them, any of them. It's going to come from Christ alone. So we're going to try to get Twyla back on a minute, let her share her information. All right, Twyla, welcome. I don't know what happened, but we lost you.
Yeah, just suddenly you were gone.
Well, you know, I do believe the devil doesn't want us to talk tonight, so I want you to have fun tonight. Share what's on your heart, but tell the folks who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I am president and co-founder of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom, which has a mission of protecting patient and doctor freedom around the country. So we're a national nonprofit based in Minnesota, and we like to do whatever is possible to make sure that the patient and the doctor can work together in freedom, affordably, and confidentially for the best interest of the patient, because that's what's necessary. So I am a registered nurse by training, and I started doing policy work to protect patients 30 years ago, and this organization is in its 28th year.
Wow. You don't look that old on video, young lady. You really don't.
Thank you.
But how are you fighting this whole situation? I read some information about what's going on, what you're talking about. What is the biggest concern that you're fighting against right now?
So, you know, we are a health freedom organization, so it seems a little odd for our organization to be leading the charge against the Real ID. But the fact of the matter is, since the very beginning of my work back in 1997, in Minnesota, the governor wanted to create what was called a MIN card, and there would be access to, you would be required to use it to access a phone, your medical records, for driving, your bank, and all sorts of other things. And it would be a government contracted third party, and the government could have just come in and shut it down, right? So that's the first time that I ever saw anything like this, and it was in the very beginning of my work in policy. And I fought it back in 1997, even though you think it has nothing to do with healthcare, but of course it does, because it would mean that you couldn't get access to medical care. So that was defeated, but then Real ID came in 2008 and 2009, and I just fight against it then. 2015, 2016, stopped it in 2016, didn't stop it in 2017. And now when they're here for the final push across the nation, we aim to stop it this time.
Well, now, isn't it true that this is basically going around the world? I mean, other nations are fighting. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what is going around the world is a push to digitize identification documents, but more than digitizing identification documents is the biometrifying of the population. Now, that is a phrase from 2007, the head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. He was giving a presentation, and he said, more and more, we are biometrifying the population around the world. And what that means is getting the biometrics of individuals. And that means your thumbprint, your palm print, your iris scan, your facial geometry, and even all the way to your DNA, your gait, how do you walk, putting all of those physical characteristics into a database, being able to identify you wherever you are. And really, this is the government claiming a right to collect and catalog the coordinates of your body for its control and its surveillance. And so this movement to biometrify and biometrics are, they're digitizing them. So they're taking with your face. With your face, they're taking 50 points of your face, putting them in a database, and now they have your face for facial recognition software. So this is all digital, and so this whole movement to move towards digital identification, digital surveillance, digital control, this is happening across the country. And for anybody who sort of wants to watch it, there's a publication called Biometrics Update. And they regularly talk about the different companies, the different countries, the national digital IDs happening in this country, and which company is putting it in place. And so this is a movement around the globe, and Real ID is the American version of this. But unlike other countries, America has a constitution. And because America has a constitution, what those governments in those other countries do cannot be done in America. So in the other countries, the government just says, y'all get a medical ID. I'm sorry, y'all get a digital ID. And they just proclaim it. They just pronounce it. They just impose it. But in America, it's not quite that simple for the powers that be. And so they put in something called the Real ID, and they made it look just like a driver's license plus a star so that nobody would figure out what's going on. But we are here to stop, to warn the American public, but also to stop the entire Real ID system. This is not a card. This is a system, a digital system under biometric control. They aim to have it become a domestic passport, not just for flying, but for anything that you do. So what people don't understand is what the law, the Real ID Act, actually says. So what the Real ID Act says in the definition of official purposes, it says that the official purposes of Real ID are to gain access to certain federal buildings, nuclear facilities, commercial airlines, and any other purposes that the Secretary of Homeland Security shall determine. And what this means, of course, is that the Secretary, all by her or his lonesome, unilaterally, can decide what other restrictions will be on your life unless you have a Real ID. And that could be access to medical care. One of the reasons why our health freedom organization is involved. It could be buying a gun, renting a hotel room, opening a bank account, paying your taxes. It could be going to college. It could be anything that they want it to be. And so the sky is the limit. And as Congressman Thomas Massey from Kentucky said, you won't understand how they want to use it until everyone has it. But the fact of the matter is, our organization is here to stop all of their plans, and we need the American public to help us.
Wow. Boy, you said a mouthful there in about 5 minutes. Wow. But, you know, I remember back when I was a young boy, long before you probably were out doing anything, and the driver's license. Everybody with a driver's license, right in the passage, get a driver's license. We didn't know what all entailed even back then, but no picture was necessary. Then all of a sudden they started requiring a picture and driver's license. Then they required a digital picture. And for about 12 years, myself and a couple of friends drove without a driver's license because we would not do a biometric picture on driver's license. And we still don't have with a biometric picture on a driver's license. But it all started so innocently. And so, well, it makes sense to see what you look like. Then it went into the biometric. Then it went into the Real ID. Now, this I got to ask you. By the way, you mentioned about getting a motel room. Already, you cannot rent a motel room most places without a driver's license. You know that. They won't take it
without an ID. Correct.
And you know that should be that dollar bill is supposed to be legal tender for all debts, public and private. That should be against the law. But nonetheless, so what's the difference between the Real ID and the digital picture and driver's license? What's the difference?
So the difference is what they plan to do with it. So I think, you know, maybe a little information about the ID itself. So you have a driver's license, and how should I say this? When the Real ID Act passed in 2005, nobody really knew it happened. And as a matter of fact, it happened without proper debate in the U.S. Senate, and that was declared on the Senate floor. So it pretty much happened out of the purview of anybody realizing it happened, unless you were sitting there watching the Senate debate. And then in 2007, they put out a proposed rule, and in 2008, they put out a final rule, the federal government, as to what should happen to a driver's license. So what they basically said was that the driver's license had to conform to these specifications as determined by the federal government. So the difference between a driver's license, what I should say is that the Federal ID Act says that, or the Real ID, which is also a federal ID, the Real ID Act for states that have conformed, which is all 50 of them now, they objected back in 2008 and 2009, but they have now all conformed. After Obama made it very public that nobody would be able to fly, and everybody got afraid, and the news, you know, broadcast it everywhere, and then people started to conform and tell their legislators, you know, fix this because I want to fly, right? So legislators, you know, bowed. They bowed to the federal, state legislators gave up states' rights and bowed to the federal government, and rather than fighting for the American people. In 2008, 2009, they wrote laws against it and said, we will not conform to this federal ID. But in starting in 2016, 17, and 18, they bowed. And so all 50 states have conformed. And by conforming, it does something to the state driver's license, and it creates a new federal ID. So the difference between the two are a little bit what they look like, but more than anything, what the government wants and plans. So the government doesn't want you to have a state driver's license. And a state driver's license today in every state says something like this on the cover. First of all, it does not have a star. And it's a star in every state except Washington State. In Washington State, they use a flag. But in every other star, to designate a real ID, they put a star on the front of the card. So a standard state driver's license does not have a star, and instead it has certain words, words like this, and they differ a little bit in different states, but they all mean the same thing. So they'll say something in all caps like, not for federal identification purposes, or not for real ID purposes. They'll have that verbiage pretty big on the front of the driver's license. And then it doesn't have a star. But it, too, has a biometric photo, because all of the states, you know, the law, when they conformed, the federal government said that the standard state driver's license had to be certain things as well. Okay, so then you move to the federal ID, which is called a real ID. And in that, you have the star, and you do not have those words on it, but you do have a biometric photo. Now, the biggest difference of all is their plans for the real ID. So you have to think less about, oh, there's very few differences between the two, and more about their plans for one and how they don't want you to have the other. That's the most important thing for you to understand. So their plans for the real ID are to become essentially an internal domestic passport. So, you know, at some point they could decide, in order to go from Wisconsin to Minnesota, you need to show your ID. They could decide anything they want according to that law. And so they could use it for those, require it for all those other purposes. They could turn it into a vaccine passport. It could become digital access that links you to all of your medical records. It could become a social credit system like you saw during COVID. I'm sure everybody saw the Chinese on their phone being controlled by their phone. So the DMVs have testified to Congress on December 5th, 2023, just 2 years ago. They testified in testimony that they called Beyond the Real ID. And they said that they want to, and they plan to, digitize the Real ID, put it on your phone, and have remote access.
Uh-huh.
Well, put it on your phone,
yes,
and have remote access.
And talk about leading into the complete Mark of the Beast system and the world ID. So if someone has a Real ID, they didn't know anything about it, can they get rid of it and go back to a state driver's license?
Yes. So according to the Department of Homeland Security, there are only 5 states that require a Real ID and do not give you the choice of a standard state driver's license. Those 5 states are all Republican. So they are Georgia, Florida, Texas, Mississippi, and Wyoming. So those states don't give you a choice, but all the other states do. Now, we are asking people all over the country to turn in their Real ID and get a standard state driver's license.
How do you do that? I got to ask that question. People want to know, how do you do that?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm just going to say this one thing. Do not wait. Do not wait for renewal, because there are rogue DMV agents who are going to try to stop you from making the change. They'll try to get the legislature to take away your choice, like in Florida and Texas. So don't wait. So here's how you do it. So go to refusereal.id.org, refusereal.id.org, and on there we have the instructions. And so it's one page within our website, and it gives you the history of the Real ID, but then you get to a bunch of documents, and one of those is called Lose Your Real ID. And it is very definitive instructions about how to do it. But for most people around the state, what we've been hearing is it's very easy. As a matter of fact, in California, one person said it was easy peasy to make the switch. And I can't remember a different state. Some woman, you know, went in there and said, you know, I want to switch to the state driver's license. And the DMV agent said, well, I don't mean to be nosy, but can you just tell me why? And wow. She was kind of vague about it. And so the DMV agent looked at her and said, is it because you don't want the federal ID?
Woman
probably said yes. But the important thing about that is that the DMV agents understand this is a federal ID. It's not a state ID. It is not under state control. And some people even want to have it required for voting. It's under federal control. That would put the federal government in control of voting. This is the last place that you want the federal government in control. So it's very easy in most states. Some states have rogue DMV agents. Some states will say, well, once you already have it, then we don't give you an option. And in those states, you really have to ask them, show me the law or the rule that tells me that that is true, because I don't believe that's true. And so you have to push. And so the instructions for the few states where people are pushing, there are some people pushing in Maryland, and they're pushing in Indiana. Those are two where they've had pushback from the DMV agents. And we're trying to figure out, is it all DMV agents or just rogue DMV agents that are saying, no, we're not going to let you switch back? Because according to the Department of Homeland Security, there are only 5 states that don't allow you to make a choice. So yes, they can go to refusereal.id.org, and they will find, there's like these thumbnails, you know, these little pictures of the PDFs. Mm-hmm. Just click on them and it pops up as a full, you know, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and they can just print it out, take it to the DMV with them, and if they can review it before they walk in, and if they have trouble, then they've got some backup for it. Most people don't have trouble, but and then when they've made the switch, so here's an important thing. When they've made the switch, one of the things that they should do is tell everybody. tell everybody to go make the switch and make it now. Do not wait for renewal. And the second thing is go to refuserealid.org, where we have a map, and it's all in variations of the color red. And so we're asking people to register that they have made the switch. And it's very, very simple. And then there's also a little box where you can register that you were refused, that they told you you couldn't make the switch. And we ask you to put in your state because we need to know where that's happening. So that's okay. So that's how they can make the switch. There are other things that they can do to help this movement go forward and help thwart the government's plans. And I'm not sure how much time I have. I could talk about that, or I could just
wait. Well, we're going to go up. We got about 2 minutes before break here. Then we'll come back for another half hour and take phone calls. But they will issue a card, I assume, another driver's license or whatever. They issue a new one with the star off of it and all that to be all going, right?
That's correct. It will have that verbiage on that says something like, not for federal identification purposes, and it will not have the star. And then your people are wondering, but how am I going to fly? This is a time where Americans who care about freedom must spend a little more money and get a passport and a passport card. The card is the same size as a driver's license. I would encourage you to get both at the same time. It's only like $30 extra to get the passport card, and that will get you onto the plane. And that is acceptable, and you don't need the real ID. And that way you can sleep at night, but you can thwart the government's plans to have a biometric-controlled digital federal ID system across this country.
Wow. Now, just... we could go on this for hours. I mean, this is interesting. But now, it would be fair to say that once they have your digital ID, it'll be worldwide. It'll be everywhere. I mean, they're linking up worldwide. Would that be a fair statement?
I think that is probably in the plans of some people, because we have found some articles talking about building a global identification system. And clearly, if America had a global ID, and depending on what kind of administration you had in Washington, D.C., it would be an obvious thing for the people who want a global governance system to simply hook up or connect with any other digital identification systems to have a global identification system. And that's what they wanted to do with the vaccine passport that America refused to do, even though some people really wanted to make it happen. There was so much opposition to it, they didn't do it.
And that was like the real ID was opposed for a while, then people give in to it finally. That's what concerns me. Once you give them an inch, you take it all. And we backed up a long ways already.
Right.
We're going to break, honey. Hang on to your thoughts, please. Folks, back at the break, your phone calls, your questions, comments. At 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we are back here. We're talking to Twala Bray. She's at the head of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom, and she's fighting a huge giant here and trying to get us to understand why we need to get in this battle for ourselves and our family's sake. It's a huge conglomerate of powers for different reasons pushing all this. And we were brought into it so casually and so incrementally that we didn't know what happened until we got here. And that's where we are with the driver's license number, driver's license picture, then digital picture, then on and on it goes. And now we have the real ID, and then we get into more than that. They're trying to get into digital monies. All this is part of the plan, scripturally speaking, to bring us into the beast system. You were talking to Twala Brace, and the phone lines are open at 717-300-1698. So, Twala, you were going to make a point before we went to break. You go and finish that point, then we'll go from there.
Well, I can't quite remember that point, but what I will say is that there are some good things happening in that Senator, U.S. Senator Rand Paul, who is head of the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate. He has introduced a bill to repeal the Real ID Act. And then at the state level, there are legislators in about 10 or 12 states that are now moving to introduce bills to take themselves out of the Real ID system. And then, you know, we're also looking at ways that we might be able to approach attorneys general whose responsibility is to protect federalism. And federalism is the right of states to be protected from the federal government. It's all about 10th Amendment states' rights. So, you know, between the people, Congress, state legislators, and potentially attorneys general, you know, there's a lot that can be done here, but you know, most people just don't have any idea what's going on, which is to the benefit of those who want to impose this on all of us. You know, in England, I was just on a radio station in England, and they're in the streets. They are protesting digital ID in the streets, hundreds of thousands of people, because in England they just said, thou shalt. But in America, it's just cooking the frog slowly, and the American people haven't been told what's going on, and so they're not fighting it, but they need to.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And it's amazing how people have no idea. And most of them, I hate to say this, most of them don't really care. A lot of people just don't care. As long as they can get out and get on a plane or go to the store or go to the doctor, they don't really care too much about what's happening. And that's really sad. By the way, folks, the phone lines are down. We cannot take any calls tonight. And I'm sorry. I'm sure you want to call in tonight. Of all the nights for it to happen, yeah, it'd be tonight. But we're sorry about that. The phone lines are down. But Twyla, what are you seeing going on? I mean, are we gaining ground? Are you seeing any states? I know you said Rand Paul, bless his heart, he took after his daddy. He's trying to make a change. But are you seeing any headway from the grassroots and where states are starting to back off some of this?
So we will very certainly have a coalition letter going into Congress. And so there's a lot of different organizations that are becoming aware of this. You know, we're leading the charge. When we saw the rule come out, the proposed rule come out October of last year, interestingly enough, it was 2 weeks before our biggest fundraising gala. And and I looked at it and I thought, nobody else is going to go after this. We have got to go after this. And so we just started a big charge. There were only 63 comments against the proposed rule, or actually on the proposed rule. There were some people supporting it, 63. 3 weeks later, after we started this huge campaign to get people to, you know, write in and oppose it, there were 31,764.
Wow.
Yep. So when people understand what's going on here, when people understand that what's being established is the framework for a social credit system, but also a carbon credit system. You know, in England, they started a project, Coca-Cola. You know, I encourage people to reconsider purchasing Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola did a study about what it would be like to put onto food, how much that each food item would go towards your carbon allowance for eating.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. Yes. So, you know, we're talking totalitarian societies here. We're talking tyrants. We're talking people who want to decide how much you can eat and how much you and where you can go. So people might say, well, I don't care. Well, they will when if we would have like a Gavin Newsom or an AOC administration who would say, all of you must stay in your 15-minute cities. Do not come out of your 15-minute cities or you will be charged for carbon use, right? And so unless we've got a whole bunch of people in this country who really don't care about freedom and, you know, all they want to do is, you know, watch football or watch games or, you know, be on their phone twittering away, and they just don't want a country of freedom and they want to be China, unless we've got a country like that, I think the majority of people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, do not want to be China. They don't want to be China. And the people who came from China and other countries, they don't want to be China. But there are people in this country who want to make us China or want to make us Iran. Or, you know, they want that kind of control over you. And they would be more than happy as a, you know, the Christians. If they're opposed, opposed to Christianity, more than happy to digitally know every Christian and where they go with their phone and what they're doing with their phone and, you know, who they're with. Because everything, when digital, and it pings the government every time you pull out your phone to use it for identification, well, they'll know who you're with. They'll know what you're doing. Actually, they knew that during COVID. I don't know if you knew this. But the CDC paid a pretty penny to look at how they could figure out if people were gathering together when they weren't supposed to be and where they were gathering together. So they paid for our money to know, you know, to get from cell phones this location information. So, you know, all of that is there and in the wrong hands, in the hands of a tyrant or a totalitarian government. It can easily be used against anybody who doesn't toe the line. So people really need to stand up and listen and you know, go to our refuseRealID.org website. Just go there, get informed. It was Lamar Alexander in Tennessee on the floor of the Senate. He said, this is a national ID card. We haven't asked the people about a national ID card. I think there should be a public debate before we impose a national ID card. So the senators, when they passed it, they knew what they were passing, a national ID card under federal control. And this is a country of 10th Amendment rights where the states have all of these rights against the federal government. And so the federal government has commandeered the states. The states bowed, did not stand up and protect the people. And now it's time for the people to go to their state legislators and tell them, I understand what is going on here, and you must stop it. You must stop it. We do not want to be China. Now, we have on our website, we have our regular website, cchfreedom.org. Citizens Council for Health Freedom, cchfreedom.org. And we have model legislation on our website, or, you know, anybody can contact us. And we have model legislation to essentially, you know, pull yourself, for a state to pull itself out of compliance with the Real ID Act to make this very, very difficult for the federal government to continue to move forward. But you should be talking to, you should be talking to Trump, you should be texting him. You should be using Twitter, using X, using Instagram, using Truth Social, using all this to tell the president, hey, stop the Real ID Act. We don't want to be China. I don't even know if he knows. But the person he's put in charge, Kristi Noem, she knows. She has lied to the American people and told them they needed a Real ID to fly on May 7th. When she knew that a rule said you didn't need a Real ID to fly until May 5th, 2027. And there are 16 different IDs you could use to fly. But she said if you come to the airport without a Real ID, you won't be able to fly. That was never true. So unfortunately, the person that he has in the Department of Homeland Security is telling the American lies and trying to coerce them into giving up their constitutional rights and helping to build this social credit system of totalitarianism in this country. And everybody must do their level best to tell every neighbor, every friend, every person to take out their driver's license or take out their Real ID. See what it is. What is that identification card in your pocket? Is it a Real ID? And you got to tell them. Now, if you go to our refuseRealID.org website, you will find some one-pagers that you can take to your church and pass out. You can find, you could invite me to speak or my team to speak at an event. There are all sorts of things that you can do to build up the opposition in this country, because I really believe it's going to depend on the American people realizing what's happening, standing up and saying, no, we want to stay America. We don't want to become China.
Well, you know, and we watch the states' rights, and I've been involved on radio. This coming March, maybe 33 years in radio, and I watched states' rights being eroded under every administration for a long time. But this is about the final push for total control with the Real ID, because this is going to mean that you can do nothing without permission from the federal government eventually, and probably worldwide will be the same thing. So people, you said in Europe and other places are standing against this. Praise God for that. I'm really kind of shocked, to tell you the truth, that they are. But the people in America as a whole don't seem to know what's going on. They don't pay much attention to it, because, as you said, they brought in so slowly and so gradually. We got used to the one little twinge of maybe a little bit of a conscience, called we let them make us take a number for a driver's license and then a picture. But we took it over so many years, we got accustomed to it. And they say, do this, we do that, because we won't drive. We won't be, we just follow rules. And you said a minute ago, in the COVID, they really pushed it because people were afraid you couldn't fly. that fear is a great motivator. Fear is a great right. controlling system. Now, you get people afraid enough, they do about anything. And that's what, well, I seen what, again, with the scriptures of being a pastor, you know, what you can't buy or sell, you can't feed your family. It's not this so-called mark, and this is all heading towards that. That's fear. And people are going to comply because they don't want to have to go through all that. They feel hopeless. But we're not hopeless, are we?
We're not hopeless, and the whole thing can be turned around. And there's been 7 deadlines that have passed, and they've passed because the American people are not switching to the real ID. Now, there's 44% of all identification cards that are not real ID compliant, and it's our goal to make that 46%, 50%, 52%. Our aim is to change the trajectory, to move away from the real ID, to get people to see what that real ID is. Because the fact of the matter is, the real ID is a federal ID masquerading as a state driver's license. And this was all very clever. If they had just told people, we've got a federal ID, we're going to start a facial recognition program in this country so that we can identify you wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We're going to digitize it so we can see where you are and we can track where you are. And, you know, and we're going to restrict your access according to whether you not use this federal ID. If they had told Americans that, there it would never have happened. But they didn't tell Americans that. They just did it, and they didn't even do it the right way in the Senate. They never even had a full Senate debate. They never even had it. It just got attached to a must-pass national defense spending bill, and it just came out one morning with it attached, right? So certain people wanted to make sure that this happened and did it surreptitiously. So, you know, you should never, ever, ever give up. They count on you to give up. They count on you being demoralized. They count on you thinking they're so big that you couldn't win. But, you know, sometimes the smallest, I've got a phrase in my office which says, when spider webs are woven together, they can tie up a lion. You know, that's just a lot of little people with a lot of little strengths. And this is a lion or a tiger, or we could come up with a worse animal, that is being foisted upon the American people. And the American people have no idea. But it's up to your listeners, really. Your listeners have to understand what's at stake here, and that's the entire country. And you mentioned to me about digital cash, and absolutely, this is how one of the ways that they would impose a central digital bank currency.
And by the way, it's already started.
The real ID.
It's already started. North Dakota, they're starting on what they call it's actually called a stable coin, but they call it a Rough Rider coin or something like that in North Dakota. They're wanting to go digital dollar in North Dakota already. So it's on the move, folks. Either stop it or you don't. All y'all out there that have the star on your driver's license, you either take it off or you don't. It's your choice. Are you going to join the right side or compromise right on in with everybody else? And who knows where it's going to lead us to except in a total tyranny. And folks, if you don't stand against it, you'll be part of it. Go ahead.
Well, and I would say that there's one other thing I should add, which is sort of, you know, like part of it, but not really a part of it. And that is everybody that's listening here has probably flown, and maybe they have flown recently. And when they get up to the TSA security, they are asked to stand in front of a camera.
Right.
Now, keep your eyes open and look for the signs as you walk up to that TSA agent where it tells you you can opt out of the camera. They are desensitizing you to this idea of collecting your biometrics. And I do believe that they are training the computers. So they put in your ID and then they have you stand there. And so, and they say they get rid of the picture. Well, maybe. And even if they do they get rid of the digital points of your face that they have collected as you stood there? I think they're training the computers to see you compared to the photo on your identification card, to see you when you have a hat on, when you have glasses on, when you have a longer beard, a shorter beard, shorter hair, longer hair, hair up in a ponytail, you know, sunglasses on, earrings on, right? A scarf around your face. I think they're training the cameras. And you have to see the companies who are doing this. One of the big companies doing it for America is IDEMIA. It's a French company. And this French company's goal is augmented authentication. They don't want you to have to carry any paper anymore. Your body will be your ID. And of course, once they have your biometrics and they decide that the way they're going to identify you is your biometrics, and then somebody hacks your biometrics, they hack your fingerprints, they hack your face, you can't change your face. Change your fingerprints. You can your social security number. You can change your password. You can change many things. You can't change your biometrics. So this is an additional danger that nobody is talking about. It's like, oh, well, you know, this is great because you know, your body is always with you, so no big deal. It's always going to be you. Oh, no. The hackers are already out there. They're already out there taking fingerprints. They're already out there taking your face and remolding it into another person's face, or just using your face and putting a different identity attached to it. So, you know, don't help the machines. Opt out. And I will just give you a little instruction. The first thing you should do before you hand the agent anything is just say, I'm opting out of the camera. And then they will ask you for your ID and for your boarding pass. They usually, once you opt out, they usually require your boarding pass. If you don't opt out, they don't require your boarding pass. So don't hand it to them first. Opt out first, then hand it to them, because if they put your card into the machine before you say you're opting out, they will tell you, you can now not opt out. That's not true, because I've opted out afterwards. I've just like held my ground, but why fight? Just make it easy for yourself. Tell them you're opting out, and then hand them the papers. So that'll be, and we just need more people to opt out. People are just like sheep. They're just standing in front of these cameras. Tell the people around you, you're not standing in front of the camera, are you? I mean, you're opting out, right? Because they're collecting your biometrics to build a facial identification system throughout this country. You don't want to be tracked, right? So, you know, this is about the public becoming aware and becoming engaged. We can stop real ideas. I feel like it's God's plan. I've been involved in this since 1997. Because God,
I agree.
Said so.
Well, I agree. You know, but people say, well, I had nothing to hide. I don't care. I mean, that is the attitude of many people. Well, I don't care if they watch me. I have nothing to hide. I mean, that is such a lame excuse, but that I've heard that many times, Twyla. I really have. Well, I have nothing to hide. Why should I be afraid? They don't get the idea of your right to privacy and your right to be yourself without being poked and prodded and tracked and probed and everything else. But they don't get it. I have nothing to hide. They've been trained to say, well, you have nothing to hide. What are you afraid of? That's not the point, is it?
That's not the point. And the other thing is, you have no idea what you should be hiding. Like, there are just things about you that, why should somebody be able to make an interpretation about what it means and then use it against you, and then you have no way to defend yourself because you didn't even know you were being followed. You didn't even know that there was something about that person that you were talking to. And now they say, well, you're related to each other, or you were part of whatever that person did. Or clearly, you know, because you go to this grocery store, which is next to this drug area, or which is next to, you know, whatever. All sorts of people can make up stories about you. I mean, just look what happens in China. Look at what happens in China. Yes. You say something wrong, and you can't even stay in your home for 5 days, and you're out on the street because they won't let you. Don't think that some words that you say in the quiet of your home, Stalin used to have children report on their parents about things that were said. You don't even know what somebody could use against you if
they knew. It's happening here, too. They're doing that in schools. I ask them to report on parents. But, you know, everything you say, if you're in front of a cell phone, they hear it. Every place you go, they know it. So now they're just finishing up the total wrap-up of the whole idea of tracking you as an individual, because you're an individual. They wouldn't know anything about you because they know who you are right down to your DNA, as you said. So this is all coming together at a really rapid pace, isn't it?
Yes, and I wrote a book, Big Brother in the Exam Room, The Dangerous Truth About Electronic Health Records, to tell people how HIPAA does not protect their privacy and how all of their data is being used, shared, sliced and diced, profiling patients, profiling doctors. And, you know, privacy is the foundation of freedom. And if you don't want freedom, give up your privacy. But he who holds the data makes the rules. So do not ever think you don't have anything to hide, because whatever you do, whatever you say can be misconstrued, can be used against you for somebody who wants to control you or doesn't like how you act, or because you're a Christian and they're not, you know, whatever it is, you know, privacy is all about protecting your freedom, your autonomy, your ability to be who you are, to not be under surveillance, to not, you know, have to watch every word that you say, couch everything that you do, you know, decide whether you're going to go to this place or that place because of how somebody, what somebody will think because they're watching on a camera and they know your name. They know your name because they've got a facial recognition system across the country, that like they do in China. They don't have that yet here, but they're working to get it.
Well, so we have to thwart them. Down with the last 30 seconds. Hey, cut you off. This is great. But tell the folks again about your organization and how they can find out more about it.
Yes, they can go to cchfreedom.org, cchfreedom.org. And we are completely nonprofit, donor-supported, nothing from the government. So if they can help, that would be great. And then if they want to get more information on the Real ID, they can also find it at cchfreedom.org. We have a link to the Refuse Real ID website right there at cchfreedom.org.
Honey, thank you for your time. I know you're really a busy lady. And can I do this again sometime with you, get more details, please?
Absolutely. And I'd love to tell you about the way to get out of our healthcare dilemma.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll be in touch, or Faith be in touch with your scheduler. We're going to do this again as soon as possible. And thank you, Twyla Brace, for being with us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. God bless you. All right, talk to you soon. Folks, we love you, and by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow in the office. Have a great night, folks, and stand for the truth. If you have a straw in your driver's license, get rid of it. Go to the website, check it out, and get it done, okay? RefuseRealID.org. RefuseRealID.org. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.